Okay, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is Monday, June 1st. I can't even believe it's June already. I feel like I should remember so fast. And the time is 7:10 p.m. Everybody state your name. Andra Carter.
Gina Hacking.
Linda Norris.
Cody Cook.
Thank you, Cody. And let's go ahead and start with the prayer. I will give that. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day and we're grateful to be able to meet as a committee. We're grateful for the beautiful area that we've been blessed to live in, and we're grateful for those friends and family that we are surrounded by. Help us that we'll be able to have a good meeting, and bless those that couldn't attend, that they will feel thy love and thy strength, and bless the Drapers while they're out on their vacation, that they will be safe. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okie dokie. Pledge of Allegiance. Who would like to lead that?
I'll do that. We don't have a flag.
Okay, thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, let's move to our agenda item number one. It's just the meeting minutes that you guys have a copy of. Let's go ahead and look through those, and then once you guys feel good about that, let's make a motion to approve those. This was a short meeting. We were just at the cemetery, huh? It was quick.
It was very short.
We're done. Good. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes. Discussion real quick. Does anything need to change? Does everything look okay?
I thought them signs up to the cemetery says 30 to 50 minutes, and this says 30 minutes is all like at a time.
I think it's 30 minutes on it.
Okay, I thought it said 30 to 50, but I might be wrong.
I think it's 30.
Okay. Where does it say that? Why did I skip right over that?
Under summer water schedule. Under business items, some first one, summer water schedule.
Oh. 30 minutes at a time. And it says 30 to 50 on the sign.
I thought it did, but Gina said it doesn't, so maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's only 30.
Okay.
Maybe I should go read.
I'll check it out and
okay.
See if I'm wrong.
Okay, and then if we need to change it, we can. I know that tonight we needed to talk about water restrictions. And we'll do that in just a second.
That's going to be whatever was talked about.
Talked about, yeah.
So I don't know that we would have to change that.
Yeah, I think you're right. If we would change.
Okay.
Okay.
Now make the motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, it was a unanimous vote. Okay, now I'm gonna call Wyatt really quick. Cody, if I put him right here, can you hear him talk?
Hello?
Hi Wyatt, it's Andrea, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I am just calling because we had discussed about putting water restrictions on the cemetery agenda. What did you have in mind when you were talking about that?
So with the, I guess, there's been a couple of things. The governor released a state of emergency to limit watering and all of that, the whole state in it. But before that, we even implemented it was like water every other day just throughout town. So I guess that's what we were kind of looking at, was just including the cemetery in some type of rotation, whether that's, I don't know what it would be, but maybe the west section waters one day, then the next one the next day, and the next one, I don't know.
Okay.
Or we can pair them up and do two sections water at the same day, or
2 days a week.
I think Gina says that she remembers that the regulations were twice a week for 30 minutes at the max. Is that what you're remembering too, Wyatt, or is it different?
Oh, it's 30 minutes on the people watering with the hoses was 30 minutes.
Oh, 30 minutes for the people with hoses. I think
it was an hour with the sprinklers.
I didn't remember we put anything in place.
It seems like we do have a watering schedule. Candace, can you go on our website? Because I know we've put that on our cemetery thing. At one point, it was on there.
Yes, it was on there.
And then we can pull it up, and then I can let you know. Do you have a couple of minutes, Wyatt, while we look that up, or am I totally just like destroying your night?
No, you're good. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being on a phone call with me. I was like, I want to make sure that we're talking about what we need to talk about, because I'm like, water restrictions. I don't know.
Wyatt.
Okay. While we're looking that up, do you want to ask him?
scrapers are back in town. He says he's got everything done and ready to submit. The website is like 99% of the way done.
That has to be done by June 30th.
Yep, and we have a meeting with Amy Berry on, you guys are welcome to attend too if you want. It's in the morning here on June 24th. It's on a Wednesday. So if you guys want to come, it's at 9 o'clock, June 24th. On a Wednesday, and we'll be meeting, or it's our final meeting with Amy Berry to kind of go over. I'm hoping that by then we can have this full access to the website so we can put it up here and we can look at it. And Cody, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. And then he says he's got all the documentation that we're required to send to the state. We just got to get it sent to him. So. Okay. He really has done such an awesome job. I love Harry so much.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think that's it for the grant. I just got to make sure that I've got all the finances straightened out with Andrea and make sure that we know where the money's been spent and all of that. So I think that's everything. I know that's kind of a short meeting tonight, but really I don't have anything else. Has anyone been to the cemetery lately? I need to go. I think I need to go pick up the flags. Are they still there, like all the military and everything? Okay.
Yeah.
I brought the box, so after this, I was going to go head up there and just go take all the flags down. I need to... Is the thing that holds the crosses still up there?
It is.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So then maybe I'll just do that so I can get it all done. Okay, that would be great.
And the... That's not the name for it.
The flags and the crosses. I got to get them all taken down.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do we need to go help? Harry said once that he was going to have to clean up all the old flowers. Mm. Well, there's a ton of old flowers, so maybe we need to help Harry.
I would have took all of ours from where we cut, took them all off.
Okay.
Yeah, well, mine's still okay around mine, but the people around me have gotten dead.
If they all look dead, I'd say throw them away. Corner.
But I'll just pull up.
They're just going to blow away anyway.
Throw them in.
I think that is a good idea.
Your next meeting, I'd like to talk about.
Well, we can talk about now. Let's move to public comments.
Go. All right. So my question is.
Yeah.
Restrooms. So we don't have restrooms up there. I don't know what code is, but when you have a gathering, I think you're supposed to maybe have restrooms. I don't know if we need porta potties or if we need a sign and open up the park and say, restrooms are at the park.
Okay, well, the park.
Or,
that's not a bad idea.
Or we build
something
restrooms there.
I agree. I think something like that would be really nice.
Because you're getting people that comes from, we don't have gas stations.
No, there's nowhere.
Nowhere. You're getting
elderly. It's either you're at the church and.
And not all times is people going down to this church. I think that's a good idea.
If we're talking about things for the cemetery, if the charter school falls through for the school, I want to turn it into a mortuary, but I got laughed at by Barry. Like,
are you
all people? And I'm like, I would run that mortuary 100%. I think it would be so cool. And I feel like that would be a great location for it, and it could service all the cemeteries over here, even Eagle Mountains.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Why? What?
Did you work with the dead ones?
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Serious.
But I did look into schooling for it. I would have to go get a couple of degrees before you can do it.
So I was going to say, I didn't think anybody could just
do that. You can't. So you do have to have degrees. But I also could do, you could manage it and hire out those people that have those degrees. So it could start up quicker, and then I could get my degree and then start doing it. But
it would kill me to see little kids.
That would be
I wouldn't want to do any.
You could, I don't like, I mean, I was with my sister, so that was okay. I'm not like
being around it.
No.
I don't know.
It's not for everybody.
No, I don't think so. I know, and the Barry's laughing at me and said the same thing. And I was like, honestly, I think it would be the most spiritual.
Well, nobody would rob you.
No, right? I just think it would be so neat. I don't know. And my husband and I have talked about it ever since we were first married about wanting to start a mortuary. And I was like, I don't even know how I would get into that, but
I think I'll just go talk to a morticianist.
Right? Be like, how do I do this?
Schooling. I don't know what even kind of schooling it would require.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it's very hard.
Probably not.
Drain their blood and fill them up.
Learn how to do that. I don't know.
Around the eye. Oh, gosh.
I know. She's like, I can't even hear it.
Okay, I'm done. I don't want to talk about this.
I'm claustrophobic. I thought, Mom, I don't want to be buried in the ground. Make a little monument up on top of the ground.
Why can't I freeze people? Probably it's expensive.
Freeze them.
Yeah. Then what? You can always go see them. They'd always look perfect.
Are you kidding? No. I don't want to see that.
Linda, I'm killing you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, think about it when you're driving over them and all the people would.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. But there's bodies on
about
it?
No. There's bodies underneath.
No, it's because you know why I never think about it. They're not there. Their okay. Bodies are there, but they're not there.
Oh, I know that. But I'm
okay, so that bodies. Don't bother me at all. No.
I love this conversation.
They're not very far beneath us. Like 3 feet, maybe.
Anyway. But
they're not there.
They're not there.
Okay. It interests me, and it's something that I've always thought about. So I don't.
You know, somebody has to do it. So
I'm going to do it, and I feel like someone's going to start one out here. The closest one we've got is Wayne.
Yeah.
Eventually, if you're going to need it, and I think they have one in Tooele.
No, I want to
hear this.
The Wayne's trying to drop the ball on the last one.
They have done that. So I think it would be interesting to have one out here where we can kind of control it a little bit more.
Everything was just perfect. Well,
not anymore.
It's not like that with his grandson and whoever.
It's not being ran as well.
You know, I think the others have a part in it too, to a degree. She is my cousin, but Lehi and Cedar Ford are two different towns. She should have contacted. Well, she was going to contact me, but you know. Cedar Fort runs the cemetery, not Wings.
Yeah.
It's true.
She should have double checked because they come from out of Colorado and Idaho. Mm-hmm.
Well, but if Wings told them we'll take care of everything.
I know. But it was it Quinn that messed it up?
I don't know.
It was Quinn.
I thought Harry told me it was one of the secretaries that says we dropped the ball, but that's all.
I heard Quinn, but I think Wayne's definitely, and I think the family members should have. I would have followed up to make sure. Because I went up there and I'm like, what did you get the bag? But I didn't go up the night before. And I just...
Well, the only reason why I thought that school would be perfect for something like that is I already got a chapel. You could set it up for services in that way too for people that don't want to have it at a church and they'd rather have it at a mortuary. And it could just be right by our cemetery. I think it'd be so perfect. But. And then you have all the offices that you could also use as town offices too, right? All the rooms and stuff. So I don't know.
Is it going to be a charter school?
I don't know. Have you heard any more on it as far as that goes?
All I've heard that it was going to be a charter school, but for only 1 year.
Oh, interesting. And then
the charter school is going to build a brand new one down in the valley.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard.
That makes more sense. I was like,
there was supposed to be 100 kids to sign up and they only had 22, but it's still...
They needed 100 to even open it, but then they went on social media and they said, we've been approved. And it was not even true. They did not get approved.
They didn't get approved. Okay.
Yeah. No, they still want my office over there.
You want to have this at the mortuary or
no?
You're going to have it in another building?
I don't blame you.
Do you think people are going to be walking around dead?
She's going to have her office at her house.
They see that.
Willis, yeah.
So that's where
it was Bishop. What was
his name? Well, you know,
no, it was the one that got divorced that ended up with him with Art Cook. What was his name? He was the White Girls, and he was over there, and he was talking to Willis, but he didn't know Willis.
The secretaries have like stuff fly off the shelf too. Like
in here?
No, the school.
Oh, in the school?
Oh. So that's already.
It's already months
we can't add to. Look at that.
It's meant to be one. It's like calling to be a mortuary.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You better look into
that. Yeah, Andrew's just going to be chatting with them.
Get out of here.
Hey,
go to heaven or hell. Go to heaven or hell, wherever you want to go. Get out of here.
Oh, I'm sure it will need to be saved by something for sure. Oh my goodness. I know, a side of me you didn't know. Everyone's always like, what? I'm like, yes. You know, I have kind of a morbid side to me sometimes, a little bit.
You know, it's not for everybody. Probably more not for everybody, just you. Yeah. You did that job.
I don't know. I think
maybe you almost have to grow up in it, but
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Not for you.
No, I've never experienced it. And maybe I get in there and be like, oh my gosh, this is so hard for me. I don't know.
I guess before you did it, you'd have to say to a mortuary, can I come in and help you?
Yeah,
I'm sure before you can become a mortician, you're going to have to go through all that.
There's probably some medical something, right?
Medical, plus then you're going to have to like shadow a mortuary to see.
You're probably right.
You might even have to go up to where they take bodies when they're questionable with their death.
To a coroner or like a coroner.
What is it called?
Forensic. Where they do an autopsy.
They took Winston there. They went autopsies. I can't remember the name they used for it, but you might have to go there. Just think of burn bodies that's been laying there for a long time and decomposed bodies.
It was like, I am done.
Could you do that?
I think really the only thing that would probably throw me off, it's not seeing it. I don't think that would be it, but maybe the smell would throw me off. And I think that's where I would maybe need to try that out.
The smell is really bad. I smelled that.
Yeah. And I think maybe
you never forget it. And if you smell it, you know what it is.
Okay.
Well, just go around a dead carcass of an animal that's been sitting there rotting. I don't know.
It's the worst.
It's probably worse. It's a different smell.
She won't sleep. All night. Yeah. All right. Well, I think bathrooms are a great addition over there.
I really think we need to do something about
that. I don't know how we would even start into something like that. We probably need
grants.
Yeah.
And I kind of been looking at them.
Have you seen anything?
Well, I just kind of started looking into it, but I thought I'd talk to Janine Cook, Cody's mother. And she got grants for the rec center out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have grants for like rural towns with under 22,000 people.
Yeah.
Or you could look into it yourself.
Is there grant? I'm going to let you keep cooking on that
okay.
one. Is there grants that would be available for like parks and recreation that would be grants?
Well,
for
I said specifically for a cemetery.
But I wonder if, because I know I've done all the research on cemetery grants specifically, and there's nothing really under cemetery, but I wonder if you looked under like parks and rec, and we called it like a recreational use toilet something, that maybe it would qualify?
I don't know. I just know.
I mean,
there has to be a law, because when I worked up at Pitt, you have to have 10 porta potty, a porta potty for every 10 people working there. So if you're having a gathering of a cemetery or any kind of a function, like, I think you have to have restrooms.
I wonder how
you
much
go to concerts, you go
like
to.
That,
I think there's
that could a be
law.
Fun to do, like, a town fundraiser and raise money for that.
Yeah.
How about the grant? Does it do anything for that?
I think there is a grant.
Not our grant, but.
But I think there is a difference.
You should go look and see if you
find it. I'm going to talk to Jenny.
Yeah. That would be great.
She worked for the government. She knows. What grant should it go? I'll check in.
Okay. Yeah, that would be awesome. Or if there's like families that would want to like pull money to build
and
one.
Donate.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know. Donations, grants. How much does.
I know how much this one costs.
How much do the Vicky Drapers take?
I think they spent it all on the gazebo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know how much she had. I didn't know.
I don't
wrong
know either.
Had.
And I've asked her multiple times and she always avoids the question.
They don't
so I don't know.
And if Ron was still alive, I'd ask him.
passed away?
As a people. I don't know. I thought somebody told me.
No, it's Ron Cook. Well, there's Lauren Cook.
Lauren Cook, Lauren Cook is Ron. Lauren Cook is Ron Cook's younger brother.
Yes. Well, I see Todd Cook. I'll have to ask you.
Is that
that's Lauren's boy?
Well, Ron Cook's son-in-law does my taxes, so.
So you could ask him and see.
Yeah.
Cody, do you have any thoughts on restrooms?
Yeah, he wanted to put a sprinkler system in it.
I think it would be a good idea, but you know, you just got, because there's no sewer system out there, you're going to have a big chunk for your field drains that's going to be taken up. And then, like, for winter, like, the parks shut down all winter because, you know, there's no heat in there, so they would just freeze up, so.
So, something to think about. There you go.
There you go.
Glad we have a plumbing guy. He knows.
That's a good thing we have, you told
me. Some of them older challenges.
Yeah, see how they do it. I don't know.
Can they have a tank, just a tank without drain lines, and come and pump it every twice a year?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you could just do a holding tank, but you know, that you'd have that ongoing expense of pumping up. But yeah, you could do it that way also.
Look into it. I think that needs to be our next year project. I think that would be awesome to have bathrooms there. We got a gazebo. We got a website. Why not bathrooms? Let's do it.
Well, you get elderly people, and I mean, even young people.
Yep.
You have the diarrhea.
And
you're all running.
Yeah.
The closest house.
Right?
There's a bush. Porta potty behind the bush.
Oh, God. Yes, it can be over if you want to.
No, but it came to all of us. To Gina, Vicky, you.
Oh, who said that?
Is your meeting over?
Who said it?
I don't know.
Let me see. Vicky said it. Is your meeting over?
Oh, yeah, Vicky said it.
But I'll just say yes. Just ended.
Yeah, we're just talking about.
Now we're just chatting.
Diarrhea.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and adjourn if one of you will do it.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think that was an aye from Cody.
Aye. Yeah.
Okay, and then the meeting has now ended at 7:40. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Candace.
Yes. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun.